This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Israelis are going back to the negotiating table, though it would be more accurate to say tables. They will take separate tables for indirect talks brokered by the United States. Vice President Joe Biden is calling it a moment of opportunity as he visits the Middle East. That visit gives us an opportunity to check in with NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, who's in Jerusalem. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi.
What, in Joe Biden's mind at least, makes this a moment of opportunity?
Well, as you know, Steve, at times over the last year, the relationship the Obama administration has had with the players in the region has been strained, mainly over the issue of peace talks, or lack thereof. Israelis and Palestinians have not been talking to each other at all. Peace negotiations haven't been stalled here. They've been stopped. So now the announcement that indirect talks will be starting, mediated by the U.S., is being touted as a modest sign of progress. Biden is here to reassure the Palestinians about U.S. commitment to the process. There's been a lot of disappointment from that quarter that the president hasn't done more to push for peace. But beyond that, this is really a trip, at least in terms of what the vice president will be saying to the Israelis, which he's doing today. They'll be talking about Iran and its nuclear threat. This is one of the main issues for Israel, and it has been pushing for harsher sanctions on Iran for some time now.
Let's remember that Iran has a nuclear program. There's a dispute with the international community about how to monitor that, how to curtail it, or how to limit it. And so what can Biden tell Israelis about that?
Well, the message has been pretty consistent since the vice president arrived here yesterday. The Obama administration does not want Israel to act unilaterally and bomb Iran's suspected nuclear sites. That's one of the first messages he's imparting. Biden's visit beyond that is a show of solidarity, of concern for Israel's security threats. The U.S. is basically trying to reassure Israelis and the leadership here, the Israeli people, that the United States has not dropped the ball on the Iranian issue, if you will.
I want to make sure I understand what's going on here, because you've got this Israeli concern with Iran and this American concern with Iran and a Western concern with that country. But you've also got these indirect peace talks beginning between Israelis and Palestinians. Is there some way that those two developments are connected?
Well, you talk to analysts here, and they say that actually the United States might be more interested in the Iranian issue and talking about that with Israel than the actual peace negotiation issue. I mean, peace negotiations at the moment, this is a modest step forward. You know, there have been direct talks for almost two decades on this issue. And now what we have is what some analysts are calling a step backwards. We have negotiators in two separate rooms with the United States basically shuttling back and forth between Ramallah and Jerusalem. We think at least that's how it's going to work, to try and broker some kind of agreement. Most people here are very pessimistic that that is actually going to work. There is a time limit, though. The United States has said it's going to give this process about 4 months to see what will happen. But at the moment, you know, the peace talks still don't seem to be quite on track.
Haven't the Israelis actually been turning aside American demands that they limit settlements on the West Bank, for example?
Yeah, settlements continue to be a major issue of contention. Israel yesterday just announced that they approved the construction of a new raft of 112 units in the occupied West Bank, despite a partial freeze that they have going on. And there have been recent flare-ups over Jerusalem, over dominion over several holy sites in places like Hebron. So I would say that the trust between Israelis and Palestinians right now is about almost zero. And it's really not clear what Joe Biden can achieve by coming here, other than making a show of solidarity, showing the U.S. interests. He is the highest-ranking Obama official to visit Israel and the Palestinian territories.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Jerusalem. Lourdes, thanks very much.
You're welcome.